Coast News today.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
75 days, 12 hours, 59 minutes, 30 seconds, the most important election in world history. And then the real fun and games start with the 79 days of hell before the inauguration of President Trump. We are fighting not just for our own republic, but we're fighting for freedom around the world. If America fully falls to the new world order, then a new dark age of technocracy will descend like a black poisonous mist upon the earth. And if you think the horrors we witnessed have been terrible, you ain't seen nothing yet. I'm your host, Alex Jones. It's Wednesday, August 21st, 2024. I'm coming to you from our embattled studios in Austin, Texas, transmitting over so many different great systems worldwide, thanks to your incredible, dauntless spirit and support. Wow. We've got a big broadcast. We always do, but a big, big broadcast today. Roger Stone will be joining us in 30 minutes with massive breaking news and inside intel on what's happening with the election. RFK signaling again this morning on Fox, his VP, that he is going to be dropping out and endorsing Trump. I told you yesterday that I talked to multiple sources in the campaign, and he is scheduled to make the announcement Friday. Now, I saw him this morning saying that his schedule's all messed up because they're trying to take him off the ballot everywhere, and he's been crisscrossing the nation, but reportedly, because they've taken him off the ballot in the battleground states, the Democrats have, he's been checkmated, so the best thing he can do now is throw his support behind Trump. But so he might do it Saturday, he might do it next Monday, but they've been told, be ready for him to get back to Los Angeles Friday sometime and to make the announcement. And I know the details of the announcement because that's just basically how I've learned of it, but I'm not going to give those out. I'm going to leave that for them. They may change it, but you will see, unless he changes his mind. I don't make stuff up. Sometimes things don't go the way I've been told. Sometimes people change their minds, but we did break that news last night, and now RFK's VP, Nicole Sheehan, has doubled down on RFK dropping out and endorsing Trump to form a sort of uniparty and defeat Harris Waltz. And that was this morning. So they're getting out ahead of this, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, how many big stories do we have to break till people realize that we don't make stuff up? I make mistakes sometimes, very rarely. Big mistakes. I make big mistakes rarely. I make lots of little ones. Get dates wrong, you introduce people incorrectly. But I am, here's the difference between me and corporate media. I am really trying to tell you the truth. I'm really trying to get it right. That's what we are. Tomorrow's news today. We don't want to get it wrong. We don't want to be hated and mistrusted like the corporate media. We want to get it right because we all live together on this planet. I don't have anybody tell me what to do. I make the decisions around here. Alex Jones, the buck stops here. I'm in charge. I'm in command. And that's not like bragging. I'm in command. No, it's a very dangerous situation. With great power comes great responsibility, as Spider-Man likes to say. And boy, have I learned just how true that is. So I'm a lot more careful than I was 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. But I never, never consciously tried to lie to you, ever. Our currency is the truth. And our existence is here to serve God. And God is truth. Truth flows from God. And so I want to be aligned with God, as failed and fallen as I am. All right. Giant broadcast lined up today. A lot of surprises as well. A lot of breaking news. It's all coming up. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's out there. When you decide to tell folks about the local station you're listening to, spread the word. When you decide to share the links from Real Alex Jones on X or Infowars.com/show or Man.Video, you change the world. And when you tell folks to share the link, tell them to tell the folks they tell to share the link. That's how it works.
Your grandma died all alone in the hospital. Your wife was fired over a mandate. Your teenage son has heart problems. You lost your business. They kicked you off of social media. Your two-year-old was forced to wear a mask. And now they want you to forget about the whole thing. Oh, hell no. We will never forget.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's Wednesday, August 21st, 2024. I am your battle-hardened host at the center of the InfoWar, and you are at the center of the InfoWar when you tune in and you research and you share the links. You aren't just part of the fight. You are literally the eyes, the ears, the brain, the soul, the heart, the guts, the blood, the bones, the sinew, and the will of the people for a pro-human destiny and future. We are living in an epic time, in an epic moment. A great time of change is upon us. Evil intends, while the political, economic, spiritual system is malleable, to reform the planet in their God's image. We intend to have God work through us to form it in His image. This is the eternal battle that we are living through in all the spectacular reality around us. All right. Roger Stone's joining us at the bottom of the hour with a lot of breaking news and analysis and his response to the last two nights of the DNC gaslighting clown show and all the incredible clips that came out of it last night, and the RFK Jr. intel yesterday morning. His campaign had an event with the vice presidential candidate, Nicole Sheehan. And she said, we're strongly looking at dropping out and fully endorsing Trump to stop the globalist uniparty. Well, I then made some phone calls, and then I got another phone call from another source very close inside the campaign, and they confirmed, the first source confirmed he is about to endorse Trump. The next source said it will be Friday in Los Angeles, and that they have assembled the TV crew and the production crew for his announcement, and that he's going to have some type of event. I would imagine it'll be his campaign staff, people that maybe an audience, studio audience, and at a lectern or something. I mean, I didn't ask the details of it, but these were folks involved in all of that. He may change the date. He does it. I mean, he's been changing a lot of stuff. His schedule's fluid, but that's a real thing. You can put it in the bank. And we broke that last night. Now we have this information. She went on Fox, and here's the headline. RFK's running mates suggest they may drop out. So they're getting you ready for this. Here it is.
It's Bobby's decision. I came into this supporting him wholeheartedly to win this election. Mm-hmm. And I have to say there's only one party that has obstructed a fair election for us. And unfortunately, it was the Democratic Party. They've mm-hmm. done everything they can, including creating PACs to prevent us from being able to have ballot access.
Yeah, it's interesting because you were saying that you could stay in and run the yeah. risk of Kamala Harris win, or you could walk and you could join forces with Donald Trump. When you say join forces, Nicole, what do you mean specifically?
Well, this idea of a unity party, an idea of us coming around these principles of fighting for liberty in this country, fighting for our children's health. We have the worst chronic health crisis in the world right now. Over 50% of children are diagnosed with some chronic disease. This is unconscionable.
Yeah.
And we are willing to work with anyone who is sincere in their endeavor to fix and address this issue.
Do you believe the Trump campaign and Trump himself is sincere? Do you see a home? You talk about this as being Bobby's decision. Do you see a home for RFK Jr. in the Trump administration, Health and Human Services, something to that extent?
I would fully support it. I would fully support a strong partnership dedicated to this issue. A lot of people comment that in his first term, he didn't accomplish many of the things that that mothers really were hoping he would do, made some big mistakes around the pandemic. However, I think that he is sincere.
Yeah,
I do.
And again, I'm teleprompter free. I was just saying earlier, I don't make a lot of big mistakes, but I make lots of little ones. I was calling her Nicole Sheehan. It's Shanahan. But that's why all the other hosts have teleprompters. I don't use those. I go off memory, and it gets some things wrong, so I apologize. Obviously, I know who Nicole Shanahan is and her interesting background with big tech and the rest of it. So there you have it. They're positioning for that. Trump said yesterday, in fact, get me that clip from last night. I'll play that in a moment. Trump said he would strongly consider him for a major cabinet position. Would it be Health and Human Services? Would it be Attorney General? Would it be the head of the NIH? Would it be the head of the EPA? Would it be the head of the FDA? I'm told that's all in play, and Roger Stone is coming up here in about 21 minutes from now to give his take on this and more. But while we're grabbing that Trump clip, where, again, he told the news that he would strongly consider doing that, let's play another reason Kennedy's made this decision. I don't think he's going to change his mind because people have been told the campaign this is happening Friday. They took him off the ballot in all the battleground states, totally illegal, took him off in his home state, New York. And then Colbert and the rest of the media made fun of him and celebrated it and wouldn't give him Secret Service protection when they murdered his father and his uncle. So this is, again, the arrogance of the deep state, the Democrats, to not even be nice to him, at least on the surface. They just can't help themselves. So here's Colbert.
Junior here got some bad news yesterday when our New York Supreme Court judge ruled that he is disqualified from the New York ballot over falsifying his residence. Now, prosecutors, you're right. Prosecutors proved he actually lives in Los Angeles thanks to a federal statement of candidacy with a California address and a social media video in which Kennedy talks about training ravens at his Los Angeles home. Oh, foiled again. And he would have gotten away with it, too, if he wasn't the weirdest person on the planet. RFK Jr. claims this is just a misunderstanding because he has considered New York his home since childhood and intended to return. That doesn't make it better. That's like a surgeon saying, "You're in good hands, Mr. Johnson. I intended to finish medical school." Now let's get stabbing. Anyway, this news sucks for him, but it is great for me.
That's basically all twisted lies. They make it look credible. Everybody's looked into it. He has a home in Los Angeles. He has a home in Massachusetts. And he has a home in New York. And it has been his designated home for most of his life. But that doesn't matter. You can be on the ballot, and he qualified to be on the ballot no matter where he lived. But because he has lawyers and people filling out all his forms, they can sit there and find one little thing they claim's wrong, then the Democrats can do whatever they want and commit massive crimes. So this is a big deal. I talked to Roger, who's the real political expert, this morning. He's coming on with us in a little while, and he agreed that this will probably add 6-7 points bare minimum to Trump, and they've got a margin of fraud of 6-12 points with the illegals and dead people voting in the databases. And so this, and we know Trump's already ahead, so this is just gave him even more of a lead that they've got to try to steal and knock down. Since I mentioned it, here's Trump being asked about this yesterday.
Can I ask you about RFK? Because just moments ago, his running mate said that they were considering endorsing you. Have you considered him for a role in the administration, and what role would that be?
Well, we haven't, but I would love that endorsement because I've always liked him.
Would you also consider putting him in the administration?
You're asking me a very unusual question. I haven't been asked that question yet. I like him a lot. I respect him a lot. I probably would if something like that would happen.
Boom. That's the deal. And again, I'm not trying to put down RFK Jr., but a lot of high-level sources have pointed out that, and this happens with people's children, they want to be their own person. His son has been in special operations. His son has been working with the CIA. His son, of course, dated Taylor Swift, who was a CIA operation. And it was his son videotaped him a month ago talking to Trump about vaccines and Kennedy joining him. And that would be done because Trump hates leakers and doesn't trust leakers after what he went through in the first 4 years in office. And a lot of experts believe that was done strategically by his son to sabotage that. And you can see he's got his back turned to him. He's turned to the side and his son's there shooting video of it and then leaks it. And of course they were leaked just the parts they thought would hurt Trump and Kennedy. So it's really sad to see that type of stuff going on. But if I was RFK Jr., I would keep his son at arm's length, who's also fought in Ukraine in the first days in the country. I told you U.S. troops have been there for 10, 11 years, but he's been fighting since the war started, officially 2.5 years ago. So not trying to attack RFK Jr.'s family. I just, that is treacherous, but I think Trump sees through it. And so this is a big deal. This is a godsend. We are very, very excited about that. All right, now, we're going to get back to that a little bit when Roger joins us. We've got some other big fish to fry as well. Victor Boot, the famous mercenary, as the media calls him, and businessman and confidant of Vladimir Putin, will be joining us in the third hour today, and he's also going to dial us in to some military folks on the front lines in Russia, in Kursk region, where now 14 days ago, NATO backed an invasion of Russia proper, the first time that's happened since the Germans invaded in Operation Barbarossa in 1942. We'll also talk about the attempted assassination of Trump with Victor Boot. And we'll also talk about Putin with this amnesty for people fleeing Satanism in the West and the pedophiles. And we'll also talk about all the other big issues that are unfolding with Victor Boot. And by the way, I mean, great job, the producers. Nobody gets Victor Boot. Nobody. Doesn't give interviews to anybody. He's a governor now in Russia. And the reason we get Victor Boot is he was in prison for over a decade here in the United States, extradited to the United States, supposedly for arms dealing. And he was in prison and listened to me for over a decade on local AM stations. See, so people on X are like, why do you have breaks? Well, I know a lot of you are young, and I understand that, but there's a thing called talk radio, and Marconi invented it. What was it, 120-something years ago, or discovered it? And we're on over 300 radio stations still, and some TV and cable stations, quite a few. We don't promote them because people attack them and, criticize them when we do, and the left does. But a lot of that harassment's actually backfired. The stations have gone from carrying us at night to prime time. In fact, most of the time, the stations, when they get threatened, double down and carry us more because they're conservatives and patriots. But they've gotten us knocked off some big stations. But that's the power of talk radio. He's in prison listening to this show 5 days a week. Guys, look up how long Victor Boot was in U.S. prison. I want to get the actual number. I think it was it 12 years? How many years? So my memory served. 10 years in prison, sentenced to 25, and exchanged in that prisoner swap for the pot-smoking NBA player. So that's what's going on. That is the exclusive that nobody else gets coming up. And I'll just leave it at that. Obviously, and I'm not in competition with Tucker. I love Tucker. He's the one that had the guts to go do it. If I went to Russia, I'd get the Putin interview too. But it is attractive. It is enticing. But I've said I'm not going to be taking the amnesty as a refugee from Satanism to Russia. I'm going to go down with a ship. But there's a lot of Christians, particularly in Europe, having their children taken en masse by the pedophile government. Literally 30,000 children just in one group stolen and given to pedophiles. That's mainstream news. DW.com, all of them. They're Spiegel. And it's getting worse also in the UK, Australia, around Europe, Canada. They give them to pedophiles. Nice gay couple. And it's literally known pedophiles that sell them for sex slavery. For those people that aren't political and are just trying to be Christian, you know, hey, the West is so bad, you may have to escape to Russia. That's not saying it's some panacea, but that's how serious the situation has gotten. But I am staying right here at the Alamo, and I'm never giving up, and I'm never backing down, I'm never giving in. But that is how dark the situation has gotten, that we're having to talk about things like this. Now, it's a good thing we don't have a guest in the second hour, because I have more than 20 clips from last night's DNC. And I know a lot of you don't want to be subjected to this. We covered it Monday. We covered it Tuesday. It is the most horrible lying. It's like a tree full of parrots chirping the same lies over and over again. It's like being teleported for a visit to hell. But that said, that we do have some juicy clips. And they're just amazing. They're absolutely amazing, the level of lying. DNC crowd, cringeworthy chants, do something as they nominate a presidential candidate who's been in power for 4 years. And they've been in power for the majority of the last 20 years. There's another one. Democrats have controlled the White House for 12 of the last 16 years. Think about that. And somehow it's still all Trump's fault. That's really the big talking point, because it's true. Meanwhile, Cardinal Kupich prays for peace and unity as the DNC while there's on-site abortion trucks killing babies. Can't make that up. We've got video of that. We're going to also be getting into a bunch of other clips that I've got here. Obama says Trump's got a weird obsession with the size of crowds, pretending it's something about Trump's pee-pee. Meanwhile, Democrats have to bring rappers to their events to fill seats. But just think about what a disingenuous statement that is. We're going to play it. Do grocery stores, are they into crowds? Are football games into crowds? Are colleges into crowds? Are dental offices into crowds? Are movie theaters into crowds? Are restaurants into crowds? Because they have trouble getting big crowds. They had to pay people to go to their event in Chicago. They have a war chest, you know, it's just ginormous. But again, talk about gaslighting. He's into the size of crowds. Well, he owns golf courses and hotels and everything else. When you're actually into success, you're into crowds. Like, oh, why are there ratings for movies? Why are there ratings for TV shows? Why do they say top grossing box office this week or top rated radio show? Or, oh my gosh, there was 1 million people at the Indy 500. Why even have anybody? I mean, that is so weird of Trump. He really is weird. I mean, it's not like drag queen story time or, you know, anything like that, or having devil worshiping events at the Olympics. Now, that's all normal. But if you're into crowds, that is freaking weird. I've never heard anything that weird. I mean, like, so what? He was on with Elon Musk 2 Mondays ago and got over 1 billion views and listens. So what? It's the biggest interview ever in history. I mean, big deal. Biggest interview in history. I mean, I thought I was doing good in one Joe Rogan interview, had 100 million views. I thought my Elon Musk interview with 50 million was big. Man, I thought Tucker Carlson's 300 million with Putin was big. But that's actually bad, folks. When you've got 1 billion views, you're a loser. When Kamala has a live stream and has 3,000 people on it, that's the type of crowd you want. You understand? In fact, since I'm on that, let's play the Obama clip. Obama, Trump's got a weird... I was getting this next hour, but let's start getting to some now before Roger gets on. Trump's got a weird obsession with crowd size. Here it is.
This weird obsession with crowd sizes.
Oh, if you're a radio listener, you didn't see it. He like holds his hands down by his crotch and does a penis measurement size. Look, we all know Big Mike's got a 2 foot long ding dong. I'm sure Trump doesn't probably have, you know, a rhinoceros penis. We understand. That's what you get in bed with every night. We got it, buddy. You're the one obsessed with big penises, obviously, Obama. You're the one that ordered $56,000 of hot dogs delivered to your birthday party when we know that's code word for male prostitutes. So you're the hot dog connoisseur, not Trump. Yep. It's Big Mike. Big Mike. Big Mike. Every morning at the mine, you'd see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulders and narrow at the hip. Everybody knew you didn't give Big Mike no lip. Big Mike. Big Mike. Nobody knew where Big Mike came from. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. And if he said much to Big Mike, he just said hi. He's Big Mike. You know, they say he got in a fight over a Cajun queen in New Orleans. Yep. I've got to actually get the lyrics from that because I'm going from memory and then rewrite it for Big Mike. In fact, today, I'm going to get in the studio, and I'm going to rewrite Jimmy Dean's Big John. I'm going to get it right, because just me joking around last night was viral on Instagram and Twitter, millions of views, you know, all this other stuff. We're going to do an official ode to Jimmy Dean and Big John, Big Mike. I'm going to rewrite it. I'm going to nail it. We're going to get it done. Oh, boy. Okay, I got more of those. There's so many of these. Again, I have over 20 of these bad boys. The biggest ones are, we've got horrible inflation. The economy's totally screwed. It's all Trump's fault. You've been in power for almost 4 years, you damn liars. All right, I'm going to break. Remember, you are the reason we're on air. You're the reason people tune in. You get past the censors. You share the links. You share the articles. Keep doing it. You're just as important as I am or more. In fact, in the aggregate, you're way more important than me. And remember, we need support. We have the highest quality water filters at the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com. The highest quality portable food at the lowest prices you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts. We have the InfoWars MD line with incredible 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. We've got the ashwagandha. We've got all of the CBD super concentrate, high end, very strong at a low price in the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll free 888-253-3139. And part of the InfoWars MD line is also Nitric Boost. So be sure and check that out. Prostate Support, Nerve Renew, Joint Relief Max, great natural pain reliever. It's all there. Ashwagandha gummies, full spectrum CBD, both gummies and liquid. Ashwagandha with black pepper. CBD full spectrum, ageless Vitality Collagen, Mushroom Max, so good for your brain and overall immune system. Better Mood, Libido RX, Superfood Greens, amazing products. Turmeric 95, CBD Full Spectrum Liquid, InfoWars, MD, and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Back in stock, 25% off, 40% off, 1,000 milligram organic vitamin C with rose hips and zinc, Linus Pauling Formula. It's all there. Massive discounts. InfoWarsStore.com. And then finally, don't forget our great sponsor, my dad's company, helping keep us on air, DrJonesNaturals.com. All of the super high quality patented nano silver immune gargle and wound gel and nano silver toothpaste, super blue, all of it. And Next Level Foundational Energy is not a stimulant, but it has no letdown, but it is a stimulant because it's just not a technical one because it cleans out your cells. You feel it in 30 minutes. Next Level Foundational Energy at drjonesnaturals.com. Roger Stone coming up. Stay with us, my friends.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But What some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
COVID is critical because this is what convinces people to accept, to legitimize total biometric surveillance. If we want to stop this epidemic, we need not just to monitor people, we need to monitor what's happening under their skin, their body temperature. Like we walked in here, we had to go through a body temperature test. But exactly the same technology can determine what you think about the government. You know, anger is a biological phenomena just like disease. With this kind of surveillance, I mean, you watch a big president, a big leader, gives a speech on television. The television could be monitoring you and knowing whether you're angry or not, just by analyzing the cues, the biological cues coming from your body. Maybe even right now, the people who are watching us are being watched and analyzed. Are you angry about what you hear? Are you frightened? Are you bored? This is the kind of power that Stalin didn't have. You know, when Stalin gave a speech, everybody, of course, clapped their hands and smiled. Now, how do you know what they really think about Stalin? It's very difficult. You can't have a KGB agent following everybody all the time. Even if you do it, he's just watching your outside behavior. He doesn't really know what's happening in your mind. But in 10 years, the future Stalins of the 21st century, they could be watching the minds, the brains of all the population all the time. And also they will have the computing power to analyze all that.
Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, here we were where we were 8 years ago with Roger Stone accelerating towards a general election.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Truth is stranger than fiction, and it's certainly way more exciting and exhilarating. Anybody that's bored right now, not just here but around the world, must have their head in the sand or have a lobotomy. It's insane what's going on. But my big takeaway last night was the continued blaming Trump for the economy, and we're going to get you out of this, and we're going to fix it, when they've been in control for almost 4 years and tried to block Trump's agenda for the 4 years he was in. But even CNN said this a lot last night, that it's really hard to convince people that they haven't been the ones in charge. Here it is.
In all these speeches, as good as they were, is that she's in the White House right now. Democrats have controlled the White House for 12 of the last 16 years. And for all of the talk about division and the problems in the country and people are hurting, Democrats have mostly controlled this country. Trump had it for four. The Obamas and Biden had it for the rest of the time. And somehow, It's still all Trump's fault, and somehow she hasn't been at the center of it. So to me, that's still the glaring hole in this campaign that hasn't yet been solved at the convention. How do you explain all of the problems that will be solved by the person who is currently in there for the last 3.5 years who is supposed to already be working on solving it?
And they said this over and over again last night. Do something. Do something. And we're going to stop the evil that's happening. And we're going to have all this love and joy when they're the ones creating almost all the fear. Here's just a short clip of the lemmings, the paid lemmings, like trained seals clapping for their fish. Let's go to Roger Stone. Roger, so much to unpack. Let's get first your take on the last few nights, and then let's get into the real poll numbers versus these classic fraud polls. We can look at the methodology they're putting out, Trump strategy, where this is going, and then the big development. And of course, since I talked to you or told you about this last night, we now have his VP, Nicole Shanahan, coming out and doubling down on Fox and saying, no, they want to work with somebody that actually cares and is real and is authentic, saying they are looking to drop out and join Trump. Trump saying he would definitely consider RFK Jr. for a cabinet position or major position. So we'll hit that secondarily, but I still think that's really a big deal. Roger.
Well, Alex, what were those people chanting? Do something? Exactly. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have been running the government for the last 3.5+ years, yet they're trying to pull this massive psyop on the American people with the assistance, of course, of the mainstream media, that somehow the cost of gasoline today is Donald Trump's fault. The epic inflation that's killing the buying power of the dollar, that's Donald Trump's fault. The fact that we're on the precipice of not one, but maybe two world wars, or at least in two theaters, that's somehow Donald Trump's fault. The fact that there is no affordable housing, whether you want to buy a house or whether you just want to rent housing, not available. Somehow these are all Donald Trump's fault. I think that, that will be very difficult to pull off because voters vote based on things that affect their everyday life, not esoteric theories. What I see here is an attempt to duplicate Obama's 2008 campaign, which is basically to create a vibe and make it cool, but without ever getting into the substance. And to the extent that Kamala Harris has laid out actual plans, wage and price controls, seizing American companies. I mean, this is Marxism. It didn't work for Richard Nixon when he tried wage and price controls. It won't work now. Combine that with her new pledge to crack down and seal the border, as if she hasn't been in charge of the border in this administration. And then she come up with this brilliant idea. Alex, she wants to end the tax on tips. I mean, this is really pathetic. I don't think they can sell it to the American people.
Well, that's well said, Roger. I could ask you 1,000 questions, but you're one of the leading political experts in the world right now. Everybody knows that. So where do you want to go next?
Well, the important thing to recognize is we keep saying that there's 75 days before the election. That's actually not true because early voting starts in Pennsylvania, a pivotal state, as early as September 16th. So time is very, very short. I think the Trump campaign is moving very aggressively now. So I saw one of their best and most hard-hitting ads last night that's running in all the swing states, as well as running during some of the DNC programming, which makes the point that Kamala Harris is part of the team that gave you the current economy. She says over and over again, Bidenomics is working. No, Bidenomics are not working. In fact, the achievement they point to the most, job creation, they had to go back and correct the numbers. They had to bring that number down by 818,000 jobs that they initially claimed had been created, which in reality most of them were part-time jobs, were not created. So, look, I think it's important that the Trump campaign do what they're doing, which is aggressively move to define her. She is a person who wanted to defund the police. She is an individual who wanted to decriminalize the illegal crossing of a border. She wants U.S. taxpayers to foot the bill for health care for the 20-plus illegals who are in the country. She wants to ban private health insurance. I mean, this is the reality. They're selling fluff. They're selling imagery. She's historic. She's exciting. I think it's a very, very tough sell. You made reference, Alex, to the polling. There's several different pieces of this PSYOP, but I think the honeymoon is coming to an end. So what they do is they oversample Democrats in a number of these polls to jigger the numbers and make it appear like she's had some kind of surge. It's really completely phony. Not all polls, of course, are alike. But when you combine that with their new claim that they've raised almost $1 billion, the vast majority of which came in through Act Blue and looks suspiciously to me and many other researchers like James O'Keefe as laundered money. These are all props. These are all parts of agate prop, as we used to call it. It is a giant attempted hoax on the American people. Doesn't appear to be working. Trump is actually now beginning to move ahead in a number of the key polls that I do trust. The odds makers in Las Vegas, who we both know are virtually never wrong, now moving him several points ahead in terms of his likeliness to win the election. So I must tell you, Alex, I got a private briefing yesterday on a number of the Trump campaign's activities in terms of evangelical Christians, in terms of Black Americans, in terms of Hispanic Americans. There's a lot going on here at the grassroots that is really first rate in terms of the organization and the focus and the targeting. I'm still bullish that this will be a very tight election, a very close election, but I still think Trump is on target to win.
Roger, looking at the desperation in the faces and the fear in Obama's face that I saw last night, I think you probably saw the same thing. They already tried to kill Trump. That's the real sign they know that despite all their fraud, he has such a edge, if we all go out and vote and get others to vote, that it'll overwhelm them. That's a whole area of research, but it's well known for those that don't know that you can overpower the dead people voting, people out of district, and you know the certain districts where they create ballots that are too small. They got caught in Houston doing it, Phoenix doing it, other areas. They just indicted the Democrat that was doing that 2 weeks ago in Houston, caught doing it, disappearing the ballots, or creating ballots that were too small. It's a standard scams. There's not enough of that baked in. If Trump wins by how many points would you say, a dead reckoning? And then if you add RFK to that, then let's talk about that and segue into that.
Well, look, the whole notion that we need to turn out Trump voters to make it too big to rig is certainly one of the key parts of victory. We do absolutely need every single vote. Just give you an example. In 2016, evangelical Christian turnout was about 78%, and they went almost 90-10, 85% for Trump. That had dropped in 2020 to only 63%. Perhaps it was complacence. Perhaps it was COVID. Perhaps it was a belief that Trump was going to win. But we cannot let that repeat itself. We need to turn out every single voter that we can locate. It's still time to register in a number of states. It's amazing the number of people who recognize me in public, come up to me and tell me they're for Trump. And they wish me and my family the best, and they're praying for their country and Trump. And I say, well, you are registered to vote. And they say, well, you know, I didn't vote last two times. I'm not even sure I'm registered. No, folks, it is vitally important that everyone register and vote. There are people in your circle, people in your family, people among your friends who believe as you do, but are not registered and not planning to vote. And it's up to each and every one of us to do something about that. Now, you add the question of RFK, which I think is crucial. You have an incredible exclusive in which you have reported that he is planning to drop from the race and endorse Trump. This would be very powerful. This would be very additive. It's a fair statement to say that if you analyze the votes that RFK is getting today, you can't really do it nationally. You have to do it on a state-by-state basis. In some states, let's take New Jersey and New York. New Jersey, where they have, I think, unfairly knocked him off the ballot, but he's appealing that. New Jersey, where the courts rejected the attempts to take him off the ballot. In those two states, he actually polls disproportionately from Kamala Harris. On the other hand, Trump is unlikely, based on history, to win either one of those states anyway. In some of the key states, the swing states, it now appears like he won't be on the ballot in any of them, not through any fault of his own, but because the Democrat machine has moved very aggressively through the court systems and through the electoral boards to knock him off the ballot. So perhaps, and I have no particular knowledge of this, but perhaps he has decided that, look, there is no path to victory for him. He is someone who I think believes deeply in the country. I agree with him on some issues, disagree with him on others. But I think on balance, he realizes the authoritarianism that a Harris-Waltz election would bring the country. And I hope your report is right. I pray that your report is right. I think it would be a powerful combination, would bring a lot of independents, a lot of new people, and obviously some disaffected Democrats into the fold for Donald Trump.
Why are the left, Colbert and all of them, I mean, they just attacked the living snot out of RFK Jr. Biden didn't give him any Secret Service protection when his father and uncle were murdered in front of the world. And then to rub his nose into all of it, didn't they know this would drive him into the arms of Trump and deliver Trump 5, 6, 7, 8 additional points? I mean, they're so arrogant, as smart as they think they are.
Well, I mean, first they drove him from the Democrat nominating process. I mean, think about that. He's a Kennedy. His father was murdered while running for president. His uncle was murdered while serving as president. He's a proud Democrat, but they wouldn't even let him compete. So they rigged the rules so that he couldn't run in the Iowa caucuses. They essentially canceled the New Hampshire primary because New Hampshire's next to Massachusetts, which is where the Kennedy dynasty comes from. They made it impossible for him to compete as a Democrat when they probably could have just snuffed him the way they did Bernie Sanders. Then he went the independent route, which I always thought was logistically, financially, and politically probably not viable. Extraordinarily difficult to get on the ballot, extraordinarily difficult to get covered. This has been one of his main complaints. Network, television, mainstream media, they pretend like he doesn't exist. They didn't do that to Ross Perot, but they've done it to Robert Kennedy.
Roger, just to interrupt and finish your point, just to re-quantify this, how big a deal is it if he, which he says he's doing, and now their campaign is saying, and the VP is saying that they're getting ready to do this. How do you think Trump and us should capitalize on that? How should Kennedy be brought in to campaign with Trump, to be a surrogate campaigner? How do we maximize this?
He has an enormous amount of energy. He is a very effective campaigner. Sure, you want him out on the stump explaining to his supporters and others who may have been attracted to his candidacy why he is doing this. I think first of all, to answer your question more precisely, if you are correct, it would be massive. It would be huge. It really does change the race. I pray that you are right about this. And I think he can help Trump in many ways, but he does have a buzz out there. He does have his group, the support he does have for himself. While it's still nationally in single digits, he does somewhat better among younger voters. I do think they will follow him. I do think they respect him. I think just as Tulsi Gabbard joining the Trump campaign, the Trump effort, is seismic. That is a huge development. It's not that Donald Trump needs coaching on how to debate. Believe me, he knows how to debate. That's not where he needs the help. But where she can be of huge assistance to him is she knows Kamala Harris. She knows all of her little tricks. She's vanquished her in a debate. She's very familiar with her record. And in that sense, I think that she can be of great help to Trump in the debate preparation to the extent that he prepares. He doesn't do, you know, the traditional politicians debate preparation where somebody plays Kamala Harris and somebody poses as reporters. And
that's my next question. Do you think Kamala will even do a debate? You know, she's refused the Fox debate while claiming Trump's chicken.
Yeah, first of all, I've known Donald Trump for 45 years. Let me tell you something. He's not afraid of anything or anybody. So that's a ludicrous claim. I can see why she would want to avoid debates. I don't think she can stitch together a coherent sentence without a teleprompter. It is that bad. The other thing I really want to see, Alex, in all honesty, is a J.D. Vance, Tim Walz debate. I mean, get me the popcorn. This will be a classic because it really would be a contrast between two completely different political philosophies. I think J.D. Vance is underrated as Trump's running mate. I think his moment in this race is going to come. His defining moment is going to come, which will prove that he was, in fact, the right choice. I really want to see both of these debates. I think that with Obama moving his top operatives into the Kamala Harris campaign to try to take control of it, you're going to have some friction there, but they have to be thinking about how she can dodge debates because the debates are fraught with peril for her. Trump is a championship debater. He proved in the debate with Biden that he can be disciplined, that he can be focused. He didn't take the bait, even though in his few lucid moments during the debate, Biden tried to bait him. That was a triumphant debate. He was not good. He was excellent.
And I totally agree. And I think as bad as Biden is, Kamala will be worse. That's why I actually don't think she'll debate. I mean, she showed up twice in the last two nights for a minute and a half each time and reads off a teleprompter just to say a few words and looked like a deer in the headlights.
But we've seen this before in American politics. Just her refusal to debate can become an issue in itself. The American people want to feel like they know the person who's going to be president, that they have some feel for what they're like. She hasn't been in the public eye enough to create a positive impression. In fact, she had the lowest rating of approval rating of any vice president in a recent American history. The most recent ratings for her showed that her approval rating was 2 points lower than Spiro Agnew on the eve of his resignation for corruption. So this idea that she's surging, that she's beloved, that she's a savior, nobody is going to buy that. They need to get comfortable with her to even vote for her. And I just don't think that they can take that risk. It will be risking everything in a very close race. Now, let me be clear. This was always going to be a close race. There was never any chance that this was going to be a landslide or a blowout, even against Joe Biden. That's because the mainstream media covering for Biden as they were, suddenly they stopped doing that as soon as Obama wanted to get rid of him. Now they're covering for her and for Walz. It's amazing. I continue to see these stories saying that claims that Walz is guilty of stolen valor, that he claimed to serve in combat when he didn't. Those we're told are debunked. They're not debunked at all. They're completely factual. Just the mainstream media refuses to report accurately on that. So this race, given the mainstream media preference in blocking for them, plus the massive censorship that still goes on in the internet. Sure, X, formerly known as Twitter, is now much, much better.
It's a beachhead.
It's a beachhead. It's a sea change, but Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all places I'm banned, by the way,
Google.
For life. They are still influential.
So we've all got to fight, as Trump said. So in closing, black swans, October surprises. What do you think the enemy's got up their sleeve?
My greatest fear, of course, is that Joe Biden doesn't fill out his term. That they either force him out under the 25th Amendment, which they already, I think, threatened to do to get him out of the race. But look, I pray for his safety, too. I'm not trying to wish this into existence. I'm not hoping anything like this happens. But if she were to be elevated to the presidency in order to enhance her candidacy, that can only happen if Joe Biden is somehow yet again shunted out of the way. It's a horrific thing to consider. But look, I wrote a book on the assassination of President Kennedy and the government's involvement in that.
You're an expert.
Working on the attempted assassination of Ronald Reagan and the government's involvement of that. And I have deep questions about what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania. Every day there are new questions.
That's where I was going next. I mean, total, complete stand down. Secret Service deputy head, now the head, ran the stand down. And Trump security, they're complaining about more security at Mar-a-Lago, the local, you know, Democrats are. What do we do to protect Trump?
Well, first of all, it might be a good idea if the state, if the Homeland Security, the FBI, the Secret Service, the state police and the local police all got on the same radio frequency when he appears so they could actually talk to each other. That would be a good start. Prayer. Prayer is our strongest tool right now. It's the strongest tool in our arsenal. People say, oh, that's quaint. That's how quaint, how old-fashioned. No, my friends, I've experienced in my own life, prayer works. Prayer is more powerful than anything else. Pray for the safety of our president and for the success of our country. Alex, there's nothing more important.
Roger, how do people find you? StoneZone.com?
StoneZone.com is the best place to go. You can also find us at Rumble, at the Stone Zone, at Roger Stone. Rumble.com/Roger Stone every day at 8 p.m.
We got 1 minute left. You talked to the big guy quite a bit. How's he doing? He looks better than he looked in 2016. I mean, he looks in ways younger, stronger, lost weight, has a new level of confidence. If that's possible, it's kind of scary.
Look, I think this is the aftermath of his attempted assassination. I think he recognizes that he's been spared for a purpose. I think he's quite grateful for it. But there's a new calmness about him, a new certainty, a new confidence. He's in great, great shape. And he's about to make political history with the greatest comeback in American presidential politics. I'm continue to be confident, despite the fact that I think it's going to be very tight and very closely fought. And we have to watch them at all points. But I'm still feeling very good about the campaign and about America.
Keep the head on a swivel. Thank you, Roger Stone. Great job.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you.
Hour number two, straight ahead. Stay with us. I hate to use this analogy, but truth is the way to go, so I'll just use it. I remember growing up with all four of my grandparents. And first my dad's dad died, and then his mother died, and then my mother's father died, and my mother's mother died. And they were all amazing, and you think they're always going to be there. But one day they're dead. Well, it's the same thing with InfoWars. We've barely survived in the last few years, like right up to millimeters. And people then go, well, you're still on air. You must be invincible. We were shot up. The operation is bleeding to death, and that's okay. We've done our mission, and we're going to continue on even if this operation shut down. But that said, I don't want to prove to you by not going 100% and us shutting down that I wasn't BSing about this. We are very, very, very close to being shut down. And literally, the final products we have in come in at InfoWarsStore.com could be the last time you get them. Now, there's a lot of stuff that goes into this, a lot of strategy. There's a good chance 50-50 we can stay on air. But if we don't get funding, we will shut down. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products. Now, these three have been bestsellers. And these are the last runs of them unless we get a deal done in the next few months. So we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We have the Vitamin C with Zinc and the Rose Hips that's so incredible. And we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula back in stock. at InfoWarsStore.com, all discounted. But this could easily be the final run. So I need your support, plus their great products. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, whatever you do, share the article, share the videos, and pray for the broadcast. You've kept us on air this long, and I'm very thankful to all of you. But we are now at go moment here with this election, everything going on. We need your support now. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and support us in this critical time.